It's dinner time at Chicago's trendy Napa Valley Grill. Patrons are mulling over their choices amid red holiday poinsettias, long-stem wine glasses, a crackling fireplace, and the first snow of the season. Tucked between the free-range chicken herb de Provence and the Napa-style duck breast is a menu item that is ordered often. Executive chef Pete Manfredini tosses a 3-inch pork chop on the grill. But this is not just any chop. As the menu advertises, it's a Gunthorpe Farms pork chop.
People come in just because they like our pork so much. You know, it's got great flavor. It's beautiful on a plate.
It's that flavor that Manfredini says keeps folks coming back. And he gives most of the credit to the Gunthorpe family, who produce both pork and chickens and market directly to Chicago.
This is nothing new. This is what people were doing 50 years ago. But then we had this big boom on mass-produced everything, and I think it really, you know, hurt the small farmers. Their product is so much more flavor, so much more interesting than the stuff that we're getting, you know, flown in from all over the world. I'd rather work, you know, seasonally and work locally and know that I have a better product.
In rural Indiana, 145 miles away from Chicago, is Greg Gunthorpe's hog and chicken operation. Gunthorpe, a fourth-generation hog farmer, and his wife Lee are survivors. 4 years ago, the couple could have lost their farm when commodity prices for hogs fell to Depression-era levels. Instead, Gunthorpe adapted.
98 was really the year that motivated us to direct market them all. When you sell pigs for less than 12 cents a pound, you realize that you have to do something different. And I think that it's high time that we put a value on a local food supply, and I think that the only way that's going to be possible is with low-cost pasture production coupled with local processing and marketing.
What Gunthorpe did was become a niche marketer. For him, gone are the commodity hogs in favor of a move toward pasture-fed pigs and an organic certified farm. Gunthorpe's hogs graze year-round in pastures sown in wheat, clover, and rye. During the coldest winter months, Gunthorpe feeds the pigs hay as well as corn and soybean feed. The pigs farrow in the fields. None receive subtherapeutic doses of antibiotics or are fattened with growth hormones. But selling those pigs proved difficult, at least at first.
We tried selling half pigs, quarter pigs. We sold a little bit around here locally, but we'd starve if we had to survive on what people would buy locally. The people that want to buy any quantity seem to be the cost-conscious people that wanted to beat you down on price. You really didn't get any premium when it was all said and done.
Rich Knipp is an educator with the University of Illinois Extension Service. He's worked with beef and pork producers for more than two decades. Knipp says the Extension is looking for new ways to partner hog producers and consumers in Chicago-area groceries. He adds, clearly there's a demand for pork like that produced by the Gunthorpes, but how big of a demand remains a question.
There are markets out there. We know there are markets out there. The point that we want to make is that no one has done the market research to determine how big that market potentially is and how much these consumers are willing to pay to get that kind of product. For farmers that don't want to interact with people, this is not the direction to go.
Knipp recommends producers wishing to market organic pork to start small. Processing organic pork can also be problematic. It can be difficult to find packers willing to slaughter small numbers of hogs. It costs Gunthorpe between $100 and $125 to raise a 300-pound hog. He sells them for around $2 a pound. He sells most to five Chicago restaurants, including Napa Valley. And Chef Pete Manfredini is happy paying a premium to get his hands on Gunthorpe's product.
Up against the generic pork, he's probably about twice the price. But with all the new boutique porks that are out, if you can look at any of the national magazines, you know, all these different companies are coming out with boutique porks. Actually, I think he's, you know, more in line than the rest of these guys. Some people actually want me to, you know, pay $7 a pound, you know, for a pork loin. You know, it's not the case here. Good product, good price.
Most recently, Gunthorpe has added a catering business, which not purchased directly by Chicago chefs, ends up served at local events. And he has dreams of one day building a small processing plant on his farm. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.